listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Let's start as always with a look at the weather. It'll be a partly cloudy public holiday today with a chance of showers in the evening and a top of 31 degrees. Rain returning tomorrow with a chance of a storm and 30 the top. We've got a complete wrap of events, awards and feelings around Australia Day. It's Thursday, the 26th of January. A whopping 13 Australia Day events are being held across the Mackay region today, with everything from beach parties to sailing and motocross trial days. Expect to see locals enjoying the day from Serena and Seaforth and out to Kinchant Dam. There's a special highlight for Mayor Greg Williamson, though, who says welcoming new citizens is one of the greatest honours of his job.
Thousands of people have become citizens in our district, where they've come from. An incredible 93 different countries. To actually make Mackay their home. So if you don't think we're a multicultural community, we sure are.
Further north, the Australia Day Out With Sunday Way is a family fun day event happening at the Proserpine Entertainment Centre from 10 a.m, while Collinsville is hosting a breakfast and awards ceremony at 7 a.m. Two locals are among those being recognised today with Order of Australia honours. Lawrence Wayne Dixon from Serena has received an OAM for service to horticulture, along with Ronald Norman Basson from Beaconsfield, recognised for service to the community through a range of organisations. Governor-General David Hurley says recipients deserve recognition.
They are almost always humble to a fault, but I urge recipients for today to put aside that humility. It's important that they know how much they are valued.
While Nigel Dalton has been named Mackay's Citizen of the Year for his work as the local police crime prevention coordinator and for volunteer community work, while Kira Brown has been named Young Citizen of the Year for her work with the Valley District Youth Council. But of course, for many of us and for our First Nations people, Australia Day can be difficult to say the least. Arilla Indigenous Consulting CEO Shelley Rees has been calling to change the date for over 15 years. The Djirrumbal woman says most advocates don't want to get rid of Australia Day, simply change its date.
But celebrating Australia Day, I think, is a terrific idea. And if someone wants to formalise that, then I think that's really interesting and a good conversation that we should be having.
Let's change things up with a look at some local sport now. As the Australian Open heats up, so are local courts across Mackay and the Whitsundays. Big numbers are expected to take up tennis over the coming weeks, with a Grand Slam event inspiring the next generation of sporting legends. Tennis Australia's Chief Tennis Officer, Tom Lana, says it's always a big time of year for the sport.
Traditionally, we've always seen a growth of tennis through summer with all the promotion of sport right across TV, and it's hard not to know the tennis is on at this time of year, and certainly it drives people to pick up a racket and get out there and have a hit.
And the Mackay Mavericks will make the trip down to Gladstone this weekend to take on the Port City Pirates in the regional Queensland Gridiron Comp. Gladstone will be looking for a win as they play in front of a home crowd for the final time this season. Kickoff is 5 p.m. Saturday in Calliope. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. I'll be back later with the rest of the day's local news stories.